This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. A routine House Appropriations Committee hearing turned from potential confrontation into classroom yesterday when two Supreme Court justices testified about the Supreme Court's budget request. It wasn't the budget that concerned some committee members. The court's $60 million request for the next fiscal year is but a drop in a river of federal spending. What was on the lawmakers' minds? The High Court's recent controversial rulings. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Whether it was Terri Schiavo and the six failed attempts to get the justices to order her feeding tube reinserted, or the court's ruling invalidating the juvenile death penalty this spring, some conservatives have been on a tear about the Supreme Court. House Republican leader Tom DeLay has threatened to impeach judges whose rulings he considers unacceptable, and Republican Senator John Cornyn, in a speech on the Senate floor, suggested that recent violence against judges may have been the result of what he called raw political decisions by the courts. And so it was that when Supreme Court Justices Anthony Kennedy and Clarence Thomas went to Capitol Hill yesterday to testify about the High Court's budget request, they soon faced this question from Republican Congressman Todd Tiart of Kansas.
Lately, we've had rulings that have been controversial that seem to go beyond what the rule of law is, and it's been personal interpretations or some outside influence.
Indeed, Tiart suggested that the Supreme Court, by referring to international law in some of its opinions, seems to be under the thumb of the United Nations. Justice Kennedy was unruffled by the criticism.
That's healthy. That's very important. That's the democratic dialogue that makes democracy work. The Americans have to have a link with their Constitution. They have to understand it exists in the context of their own time. It has a present-day relevance. So when we have debate, discussion, we think it's tremendously energizing to the constitutional process.
But how, asked another committee member, do you balance the original meaning of the Constitution when adopted by the framers and the meaning in the context of modern realities? That is the hardest thing we do, said the justice, pointing to the language the framers used.
They used expansive terms, life, liberty, property. In my view, if they'd known all the specifics of the definition of liberty, they would have put them in. They didn't. This must be elaborated over time. You're sometimes blind to the injustices and the inequities in your own times. Only the course of time will disclose the full meaning of liberty.
Democrat Ed Pastor of Arizona noted that he and other Democrats probably have more disagreements with Kennedy and Thomas about how to strike that balance than do Republicans. But, said Pastor, with a jab at the Republican leadership, his respect for the court and the law is undiminished.
We may disagree with you, but it doesn't mean that we have to argue and yell and in some cases call for your impeachment.
Democrat Steve Rothman of New Jersey noted that with 7 of the 9 current Supreme Court justices having been appointed by Republican presidents, it's kind of strange to have most of the current criticism of a court coming from the Republican side of the aisle. Justice Thomas responded quickly.
It's a part of what we do to be criticized. I often wonder how easy it was for the judges across the South, as they decided very difficult cases in very turbulent times. I think it is, I'm a big football fan, and one of the things I notice in watching any sporting event is that the referees get out of there fast. They don't wait around and high-five the fans or anything like that, with good reason. I think it is the reason we have lifetime appointments is because we are supposed to be criticized. And we are supposed to take the heat sometimes for cases that are controversial and cases that involve counter-majoritarian considerations.
And Justice Kennedy observed that the American constitutional system and its system of judicial independence is the envy of the world.
These countries all look at our system of judicial independence with admiration and awe. And it's very important that we continue criticizing decisions with which we disagree, but that the people and the Congress and our critics understand the dynamics of judicial independence and judicial neutrality. The rest of the world is reaching out to achieve that. And if we were to disparage that institution, just as the rest of the world were seeking it, that would be a tragedy in our own time.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.